Wait for Sarah Marie. Okay, now we can get started. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Board of Supervisors meeting, September 19th, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none. Well, I'll tell you what, might, those two closed sessions, we're having somebody call in for one of them, so we might flip-flop them when it gets time. I don't remember the... So anyway. That's all I've got.
Okay, next we have new department heads and elected officials. Rodney Bleedner, maintenance.
Good morning, just really busy, a lot of different things going on, and nothing new to report.
Krista Pogue-Miller, health department.
Good morning. Exciting day for us, potentially we're having groundbreaking of the new public health building, so looking forward to that.
Don't say potentially.
Well, it hasn't been approved yet, so...
That's my problem.
And then we also have, so COVID vaccine recently, there is a new COVID vaccine that's coming out. So at that point in time, we are no longer able to give the previous vaccines, and so currently the public health does not have vaccine. There will be a charge for anyone that's receiving it. We will bill insurance as well as private pay. We also got approved for a bridge access program for people that are uninsured or underinsured to be able to give the COVID vaccine. But like I said, at this point in time, we don't have the vaccine to give. Anticipate in the next couple of weeks. So people who are interested in getting the new vaccine are encouraged to call us in a couple of weeks once we have the vaccine, and we can let them know if they're eligible to meet that program.
All right. Maybe thank you. Janelle Nelly Lundquist, Treasurer's Office.
Good morning. We're just busy collecting property taxes, and I'll start with the reminder. September 30th falls on a Saturday, so they will have until Monday, October 2nd, to avoid penalty, but then Tuesday that 1.5% kicks in. So just your reminder to pay by October 2nd.
Okay, thank you for the heads up on that. Ken Heinemann, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Good morning. Mahaffey Management Plan was approved by the governing board, and it'll go on to the commission and HHS for final approval. Tammy is going to be our privacy security officer for the region, for the new region. So she has been the privacy security officer for SEAL, but now she's going to be for the whole region. Your Life Iowa just sent me this morning some brochure. Well, they said they're out of brochures for Your Life Iowa, but they sent me a link with their brochure, so I just printed some. And so these are just handy to have. Anybody else like a Your Life Iowa? All right.
I'll take one, Ken.
Sure.
Thank you.
So that just has, you know, they are the ones who can call mobile crisis and dispatch our mobile crisis people, and they're great helping people who have trouble with alcohol and drugs, gambling, mental health, or suicidal thoughts. Just a wonderful thing to have their phone numbers and text numbers, because kids like to text or chat. They have a chat line too, so that's all in this brochure.
Not to interrupt, way out or interrupt. No, you don't have to call these people to get a hold of mobile crisis. You can also dial 988.
988 is the other way.
Do you have any flyers on the 988? I don't think it would hurt if each department had a few of those flyers that
there's
they could have.
There's some in the hallway, I do know that.
I think that would be a good idea if we had a, if each department had maybe a few of those flyers.
That's an easy number to remember.
And in case someone at the window they thought was a problem, or if someone asks. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to drive by on the street and say, this person needs help, you call.
Yeah.
You call law enforcement, somebody else. But if somebody's in your office or at home or whatever, mm-hmm. then you can dial that and say, we have a problem.
Yeah. The only thing I've heard, 988's a wonderful service too. It's new. The only thing I've heard in Burlington is sometimes people will call on their cell phone and it'll ping a tower over in Illinois.
So it goes to Illinois.
And so then they'll think it's in Illinois. And so they'll give you all the services in Illinois instead of Iowa. So that's been the only glitch, but I'm sure that they're working on those kinds of things. Your Life Iowa has all of our contact information for our Iowa services too. So either one, 988 or Your Life Iowa.
I didn't want to make it difficult and think, what was the name of that place? So if I would dial 988, if you have access to that, that's fine. Yeah. Dial 988 and
they'll get you through to the right person.
Eventually.
May take an extra minute or two, yeah. But they'll get it. Yep, thanks.
Thank you, Kim.
Natalie Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. We've been seeing an uptick in passports. I think probably for everybody wanting to travel this winter and spring break. So just a reminder, they are 10 to 13 weeks out. So you're going to be doing that winter travel or spring break. You'll want to get on that. And to expedite for a little bit more money, it's still 7 to 9 weeks. Also, the off-highway vehicle renewals, you can now start renewing those. That started September 1st, and those do expire December 31st. Otherwise, just business as usual.
All right, all righty then. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. We had a heck of a storm roll through Big Hollow over the weekend. We got over 2 inches of rain right there in the park, and high intensity, short duration, had quite a bit of wind. We got a bunch of trees down on our trails. No real damage necessarily in the campground or anything like that, but the crews are out cutting up a bunch of dirt trees and stuff and down on the trails. If anybody sees anything, we've got 20 something miles of trails around the county, and so if anybody sees some trees down or something we need to address, just give our office a call and we'll get that. We're trying to get through these as quick as we can, so it's just hard to get out and see everything real quick. So other than that, just kind of cruising along.
All right, keep cruising then. Jared Lasseter, Land Use.
Morning. We keep them busy as usual. I've had a few new inquiries related to subdivision, zoning, etc. We did have a Board of Adjustment meeting yesterday evening regarding a variance request, which was ultimately approved. Let's see. I don't really have anything else to report, although we did submit that draft of the solar ordinance a few weeks ago, so if any of you have any comments on that, or if you're ready to get going, we can go at any time, so just let us know if you have any questions.
Everybody satisfied?
Yep.
Okay. Let's have Trent
Hinklevig. Okay, so Lisa's got trial day. Everything's going pretty steady and busy there. We have an update this afternoon, litigation, some old stuff, so a couple new things coming in the chute too, so we'll have that later on. Running pretty smooth.
Let's have Colin. It.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, IT. I apologize, I was reading.
It's all right, I've been called worse. Working on some projects, getting some stuff, some equipment swapped out, but other than that, nothing really.
I'm just joking with you, Colin.
I know.
Kevin Glendinney, County Sheriff.
Good morning. We got a lot of stuff going on. We have several going from our correctional center up to what we call jail school. It's put on by the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association this week. So they'll be in Des Moines for some updates. That's certifications that are required to just get annual updates. So they'll be up there for a while. Our jail's at 88 this morning, and 17 were out of county. We expect that number to trickle downwards. We have several that are going out to prison today and tomorrow. We have 5 on the wait list for the residential care facility, but that list continues to not move as it was, and we were hoping it would move. We've got several on there that are over a month. Well, I should say a couple that are over a month, and then some that are hitting like 20 days. 20 days of on our wait list means $1,000 to the county. So there's five on that list, and we're probably at that 20-day average. So we continue to work with them and try to move them along. That's about all I've got.
Cheryl McVeigh, Finance Director.
I'm just here behaving myself.
You're doing so good so far.
That is a switch.
She's under strict orders.
Say, people be prepared.
Nothing to report.
Okay, laughing girl in the corner, Sarah Marie, Auditor.
Good morning. Had special election last week, and I'll go over those results on the agenda with the canvas. We have a primary coming up. We'll probably start voting in office hopefully tomorrow if we can get the computers up and running. We're looking for the new software to come in today. So, but busy, very busy.
Very busy.
Very busy.
All right. Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Highway 99 project's still going on. They are pouring concrete today, so that's always a good sign of progress. Pouring the main line, hopefully most of the rest of the main line south of the bridge if things go well. So we'll just see how that goes. We have four bridges. I want to mention this. We're probably going to do some type of a press release. I hired a contractor last winter to come in and do some patching on four different bridges that we identified. Well, I mentioned it before, the chain drag that we did 4 years ago now or something like that. These are four of the bridges that didn't need replaced, didn't need that extensive of work, but needed deck patching beyond what we can do anything with in-house. So they're coming in to do some partial deck patching on four different bridges. They were supposed to be here right off the bat last spring. They're coming Thursday. So there's your scheduling and timing and how that works out. So, and probably the only thing I'd mention there, it's most of the bridges will be a day and a half. They're going to keep one lane traffic going on them. They handle their own traffic control, so we don't have to be there for any of that. Obviously, it'll be an inconvenience to the folks that are there, but they will get through. It's just going to be a pause. Probably the biggest headache or additional inconvenience to folks that are already inconvenienced is one of them is on Tama Road. And that's obviously being used as a detour route for Highway 99. And so I guess that's the way it goes, how everything lines up when you have completely random and everything lands on top of each other. But like I said, it'll be one lane. People survive. They're just going to have to be patient. They'll get through.
You said 1 to 1.5 days per bridge on that?
Yep. That's what they're telling us. So and Tama, they're hoping to do that one in 1 day. So it'll be a one lane deal for 1 day, hopefully, and then they'll be out of there. So that's the plan anyway. So I wanted to give you a heads up in case you hear about anything. It is actually better timing than later in the fall because they will have this work done before majority of harvest is really going full speed. And I was a little worried about that just because of the one lane width doesn't accommodate most farm equipment. So that's a good thing to just get it done out of the way. But just a heads up, that's going to be happening in the county starting up Thursday was what they said as of yesterday. And it'll roll into next week, obviously. We do have yet another closure on Plank Road. Appreciate people's patience. I think this is 3 weeks running that we've spent at least a couple days, if not 3 days or so, on Plank Road with the closure. But with the work that we're doing, it's just the only safe way to do the full depth patching the guys are doing. Sometime I want to slip you guys out there and take a look at what they've done, because what they've done is it's a great example of a really small amount of work as far as the big picture. It really needed done, and it's hard to get contractors there to do that kind of small work, and the guys have done really nice work on it. So I'll show that off on their behalf at some point. But they are starting removals today, and I believe our closure shows that it'll be back open Thursday morning as long as everything goes good. They have to get some concrete in this afternoon. They got to get some asphalt done tomorrow. If all that happens, they'll let it cool and open it Thursday. If anything changes, we'll do an updated press release. So other than that, some plenty of stuff going on. We had a few tree limbs and stuff, just maybe not as many as Chris, but that wind that came through certainly was unexpected, I guess, if nothing else. So
Brian, have we got any, we're raising the concrete, any of them contractors coming back in? Do you have any of that left to do?
Well, there's always stuff we can do, just a matter of whether we spend the money on it. Why are you asking?
Well, I got an email from one of them that said that they're gonna be back in the area, and I thought maybe that's the one we talked about.
Oh, no, I think you might have gotten the same one. I think Tom forwarded me one. That's just sales.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's just a clever salesman. A poly product,
yep.
Where they're talking about,
yep.
It. Poly, yeah, you, well, maybe all three of you got it.
We did.
The ironic part is they sent the three of you. They didn't send it to me.
They sent it to me, too.
Well, perfect. This has worked out great. No, we don't. We have a company that, and we do have one bridge I'd like to fit in at some point, but I'm kind of holding on to that money just at the moment, just as we look at other costs. But we have a company I've been very happy with, and it's the same kind of approach, except for that product we actually stabilized the subgrade along with raising the pavement,
yeah.
Which I think is a better long-term solution. So yeah, I appreciate you saying something. If you guys get that stuff, certainly forward it to me, because it's always good to have. But that's basically what that is they're just, there's, it's just a sales kind of a phishing email. So, yeah.
Besides Plank and Tama, what are the other two bridges?
There's no bridge on Plank. Plank was just patching by the guys, by our local crew. There's a bridge on Tama. There's a bridge on Flint Bottom. There's a bridge on Beaverdale, on the paved portion of Beaverdale, and a bridge on Skunk River Road.
Thank you.
Yep. So anyway, plenty of stuff going on, but just a heads up on what's moving along, and we'll see how this week goes. They have a lot of concrete to get done, hopefully this week and next week, and we'll see how things are moving along on 99. Certainly making progress, but everybody would like it to be even more.
We appreciate that. Just recognizing the two distinguished gentlemen, Dan and Craig, in the house today. We have business later. We'll deal with business later. Is the news table satisfied? Can we move forward? Craig might have an announcement to make, or you just talk about groundbreaking.
I'm with Krista.
Okay. That's fine.
Counting with no chickens.
Well, Craig's here for eye candy. Anyways, we're going to move on. The camera has recognized you. So.
All right, then.
We do have correspondence to Jim Carey, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors Chairman. Dear Mr. Carey, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 7, has approved a Class 2 permit modifications submitted by the Department of Army at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant, IAAP. The Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, Hazardous Waste Management Permit Number, that's the number, issued to the U.S. Army with an effective date of September 28, 2018. The permit condition 8, H4 requires groundwater detection monitoring for the inert disposal area landfill trench 5 ash disposal cell. So this permit modification is to change the type of monitoring from groundwater detection monitoring or groundwater compliance monitoring under the conditions listed in IAAP's RCRA permit until the area inert disposal area landfill trench 5 ash disposal cell transitions into the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act, which is CERCLA. So the 60-day public comment period is from August 3rd to October 2nd, 2023, with a public meeting scheduled for 10 a.m. September 26, 2023. The point of contact is Ms. Amanda Smith. Her phone number is 319-753-7908. That number is 319-753-7908. You guys need a copy of this? Are you guys good with that? You want a copy of this? You want to see that?
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
No, I want you guys to just keep all the papers that the county needs. Give me that back. Thank you, sir. Discussion and vote. 5A is accounts payable claims and the amount of $1,876,161.36 in checks and $72,763.91 in wire transfer payments for the grand total of $1,948,925.27. Can I get a motion to approve?
Approve.
Second.
Second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Is a payroll reimbursement claims and the amount of $650.48, $0, and non-cash taxable. Can I get a motion to approve payroll?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep. C, which is a Class C liquor license for the Tipsy Travelers LLC for September 23rd. Sheriff?
I'm familiar with the Tipsy Traveler business and no issues with them.
Okay. Well, they seem like they're a little bit drunk. It's not my business.
Just a little tipsy.
All right.
Just a little.
Then approved.
Here
we go. Second.
Second.
Move to second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah, I like that name, though.
It's kind of funny.
I represent that one in my younger years.
On numerous county roads.
Yeah.
Next we have 5B, which is another Class C liquor license for Spirit Hollow Clubhouse. Sheriff.
No issues at Spirit Hollow as well.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Canvas of Burlington School District special election. Sarah Marie, you want to talk to us about that?
Out of 20,191 registered voters, we had 506 that voted, so that's a 2.51% turnout. Brian Bross won for the fill a vacancy on the school board, and the public measure did not pass. They had 200 that voted yes and 304 that voted no. So with a 60.32%, it did not pass. We had no UOKAVA or no provisional ballots casted. So that's about it.
Motion to approve the canvas of the special election.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
They're going to audit this on the 21st, then, right?
Yes. So Thursday, we will have a audit on foreign union.
All
I'll get you after the meeting.
Next we have 5F, which is a public health building bid approval. Thomas?
Yeah, if I could address that. As you know, we received construction bids for the public health facility last week. And as has been noted in this room before, inflation is killing us. So the bad news is the bids came in higher than we'd hoped. I'm disappointed, but not particularly surprised. We were hoping the bids would total 2.8 million or less, and they came in at 3.2 million. So that's going to increase the total project, the complete project cost, from about 4.25 million to about 4.75 million. The good news is we received a lot of bids from good contractors. And the quantity and quality of those bids means we received competitive market price bids. So I think this is probably the best outcome we were going to get. Those low bidders are all excellent, well-qualified contractors. So I'm gonna entertain myself with a question to Dan here. These aren't the contracts. So these are just the bids way as that I look at them. I just got these a little bit ago. So anyway, so we will approve the contracts after those are written.
Right.
And it is separate. So I'm just gonna make a motion to, whether they vote for it or not, to accept all five bid packages, the low bidder for all five bid packages. I will read through those. If you guys have any questions or objections, go through there, then I'll make a motion. So we broke the package down into five bid packages.
Do you want to let them know there's copies? There's copies up here too if anyone wants.
So to look at that.
To look at them.
There's Ryan Axford, or you guys, Colin, it might not hurt if you just gave those to Maury, Bob. The bid package number one was the general construction, and the low bidder is Myers Construction from Mediapolis, Iowa, for the sum of $2,064,157. Bid package number two was the fire sprinkler system. The low bidder is Continental Fire Sprinkler Company from Davenport, Iowa, with a bid of $52,500. I need a bigger desk. Okay. The bid package number three is plumbing and HVAC, and the low bidder was Arnold Refrigeration, Burlington, Iowa, with a bid of $489,385.
I have a question.
Yeah.
All the other bids you've got recommend to award contract, but you don't have that on this one. Is that a typo or you don't recommend?
I.
You're on the electrical.
For which ones? For electrical?
Electrical.
Must be a typo.
I think it was your attention to why when I talked to Ryan. I do.
Yeah.
I've got the individual bid sheets here, and all of them say recommended to award contract, and that was, I assumed, by an accident when I thought on bid package four. It was I've had discussions with Ryan Harris and Carly Nelson, and they said it's going to be the recommendation to accept all five bid packages. So I assume when this was printed out, that didn't get on one of the sheets.
I had a really good editor at the Hawkeye who had never let anything like that get done.
Well,
a long time ago.
I suspect I know who that was. Okay. Where were we?
BP5.
Okay, Arnold Refrigeration. Okay. So now we're on, that was bid package. Three, bid package four. for the electrical, communications, and technical. The low bidder is Frank Miller and Company, Burlington, Iowa, with a bid of $345,880. And finally, bid package five with site paving and sidewalks. And the I did a foolish thing and I took off some of those clips to look through. Oh, here we go. Okay. The low bidder is Mike Nelson Concrete Paving with a bid of $253,218. To reiterate what I said before, I will make a motion to approve all five of the low bidders. And on a personal note, I'm happy with the bidders and the contractors that we've got on that list.
Right on. If I get a second, James?
Yes. Second.
It's been moved in, moved in second. Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Let's get it on.
You know, day one, when we decided to do this, that was my main priority, and I'm really glad to see it get this far now. It's been a long time coming, and the money that's spent on this is not going to hurt taxpayers. It's ARPA money, so that was a good goal.
Amen to that.
Mr. Campbell, I can address the groundbreaking now if you'd like.
You know what, Craig? I think this would be perfect timing, if you would please, sir.
So, 11:30 this morning at the project site, which is at the intersection of Agency and Kern Streets in Burlington. We will have a small gathering and some remarks from you gentlemen. And hopefully Krista has some remarks prepared. And we'll see if we can rustle up somebody from our company to say a couple things. Then we'll dig some dirt and have a cookie and some coffee. And we'll get her started. So.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, I was driving past. I saw the sign up and everything.
Yep, signs went up yesterday.
Yes, looking good.
And the one that's with the, for the ceremony, will move out closer to Current Street once we get over with that. So.
I requested that the dirt be loosened up a little bit so I don't have to put my foot into the shovel.
I assured Tom.
Put your back in it, Thomas.
I assured Tom that the goal would be so he'd have to put his foot in it, but not his back.
All righty then.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Craig. Thank you, Craig.
Yes.
Could I just add something?
Please do.
I just want to thank the board for their commitment to this new public health building. I know there was lots of requests for the ARPA funds, and I know the board and the Board of Health made that a priority for the new public health building, and I appreciate everyone's work. Rodney, Brian, lots of department heads have helped in getting this together. So, and I know Thomas spent a lot of time in this and the rest of the board. So thank you for making that commitment to the new public health building.
Thank you, Crystal P. And since you brought it up, I do want to give a Thomas special shout out. We can't have rolling meetings. There has to be one guy running it. And Tom gladly accepted and appreciated. Tom, you've kept us all abreast on everything throughout the process, and yeah, it's going to be to this point, and looking forward to where we can take the sign down, we can just look at it, feel it, and touch it. So we're moving in the right direction. James?
That was Tom's forte, being in construction all here, and he was the perfect candidate. But you and I can still go flip hamburgers, and I don't think he can.
We could well,
what? There's
what's the name of your company again, Thomas? I just can't remember. What was the name of it, Tom?
Broker Erection Company.
Wow. Anyways, let's just move on. But anyways.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Appreciate you guys coming down. Trent, you're out of order. We're going to personnel actions. We've got one for the correctional. We've got four for the correctional center. One for public health. I'll do all four of the correctional centers. So we have Angie Coy. She's a correctional officer. It's her anniversary, her 12-month step increase effective September 5th. Her previous rate of pay is $43,808.05. Her new rate of pay is $44,915.05. And then we have Sierra Barker. She's a correctional officer. It's her anniversary, her 6-month step increase. Her previous rate of pay was $42,706.67. Her new rate of pay is $43,808.05 effective October 1st, 2023. We have Rita Forker, the cook assistant. It's her anniversary, her 6-month step increase. Her previous rate of pay was $10.60 an hour. Her new rate of pay is $10.98 an hour effective September 29th. And then we have Travis Oliver. He was a correction officer full-time. He's given his resignation effective September 22nd, 2023. Travis, we appreciate you. Can I get a motion to approve all four of these, please?
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Well, if you put that battery back in, the plus goes where the plus is. The minus goes where the minus is.
We appreciate Travis's service as well. He's actually moving up to DESCOM. He's taking that position as a dispatcher for a dispatch center. So we wish him all the best as he moves.
So we still got him. He's just moving to a different department.
There you go.
Still got him. Good deal. And the word is that's a real tough job, but by gosh, somebody's got to do it. And then we have a public health nurse. This is the local health department. Her name is Stacia Thompson. And it is, it's her other. So she has seven hours unpaid, effective 9/14/23, and 8 hours on 9/15/2023. We owe her some money. We want to pay her money. So I get a motion to approve for Stacia.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. It's good stuff. Next we have reports. We have the clerk's report. Fees collected August 2023, and we have the sheriff's report of fees collected of August 2023. These will be on file in the auditor's office, and you can look at these anytime you want at your discretion. September 5th, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes, please?
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Business. James Thomas?
I have none.
Future agenda items.
I think we've got a work session with the sheriff next week. Is
a work session or just a meeting?
It's actually going to be a strategy meeting to discuss contract with the correctional officers. Under Iowa code, it's not a public meeting.
Close session.
We're able to meet on that for discussions. So.
And then we got Angie coming up too again. So, number 8, committee reports. I was in surgery when I was supposed to be up in Fairfield, so I missed my 8th Judicial District meeting.
Unacceptable.
What's that?
Can you zoom in?
I was under medication, Thomas. I don't know if I was actually under medication, if I was out, but whenever I'm under narcotics, I try not to talk to people.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
I'm going to say something that I'll regret or something that tell a lie that I can't keep. So anyways, no, I didn't talk to anybody but family members. And they said I was quite entertaining.
Well, according to a couple of supervisors that I was on the board with right after that meeting, you didn't miss anything.
I didn't miss nothing? Okay, well, that's good to know.
Thank but you. They have lost a couple of directors in your district. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened so
I had a rust meeting, and everything's pretty cool there, going along okay. The pump truck that we purchased last year is still saving us money. Then I had a juvenile detention. We had it down at Pond Rose at the juvenile down there. And last year, July and August, which is in fiscal year 23, we spent $37,555 on housing juveniles for them 2 months. This year, in July and August, we spent $42,735. So looks like we have more juveniles going down to.
There was a rate increase there too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
What's that?
There was a rate increase there too.
Well, it went from 160 to 185. What it is? $185 for members and 225 for non-members. So we are a member county.
What was that new figure again, James?
We spent $42,735 this year, just in 2 months. Last year, $37,555. So we've had it's an increase in population, not much, but just a little bit. Extra $15, it added up. So, and we did put an extra $200,000 in the budget for them, so it's a problem.
How it is.
That's all I
have. Thomas?
Budget director and I attended a seminar class at ISAC on House File 718. That's that new property tax law. We got some of our questions answered. Some of them we like better than others. And some of them still aren't answered, so that's a work in progress. And I attended an emergency food and shelter program meeting several years ago. Somebody called me from Iowa City, and the federal government would give, or used to give, Des Moines County $25,000 or $30,000 a year that went to nonprofits and homeless shelters and that sort of thing. But they hadn't gotten it in several years, but they couldn't get it unless they had a supervisor on their board. So they asked me if I'd be on their board, which doesn't require great deal of time, once or twice a year. So we meet, they give some money to, not a lot, but a little bit of money to some of the local nonprofits, and all's well that ends well. That's all I have.
I did forget it wasn't a meeting, but they did have the ribbon cutting out at SCC, I don't know, just the other day. It was quite nice for the rec building, whatever, for the kids. It was quite impressive. I can't remember what the total that they spent on, I think it was like $5.1 or $5.5 million on the building, but if you haven't seen that, you gotta go out and check that out. And I know the kids were pretty excited about it, so anyways.
Feels like a real campus out there.
It was, yeah. I mean, Sheriff was out there, but anyways, it was very impressive, very impressive. Okay, now's the time that we've come to public input. We would love to hear from you. So if you'd like to call in, you can call us now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us whenever you want at board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. That is board at dmcounty.com. I'm going to have James start the alarm, and we're going to give you 2 minutes. If you'd like to have anything to say, we'll be listening, and we'll make Tom answer you back. Start the clock.
What was the square footage of the Cabocot building? How'd that?
What, 8,100 square feet, something like that. It's pretty close, not exact, but somewhere about 8,100 square feet.
So about $400 per square foot, somewhere in that neighborhood for the construction.
Yeah.
And so the other amounts, that would include like land and then contingencies?
Land and, yeah, but then you've got a certain allowance or contingency for furnishings and plantings, that sort of stuff. And then the part of the difference is the construction manager and the architect, they work on a percentage of the bid price. So if the bid price goes up, they get a little more. So and that's that's where they come from.
James, do you have anything to say? Anything you need to get off your chest?
Well, they said you had a lot of trees down there. Just a little personal, I put up a 12 to 14 all metal gazebo on my cement. Brian was out there the other day. We took a little road there to come back. I was working on it. And just as we screwed the last cement screw in to hold that thing down, this wind come up, I'm telling you, it really came up. And it's still standing.
All righty then.
If we hadn't had them bolted down, it might not have stood. That wind was ferocious.
Wasn't confident how that story was going to end.
I wasn't confident it was going to go together.
I just want to, let this be known. I let the maintenance, the head of maintenance, Rodney Bleasner. Where's your hand, please? Hey, I talked to the head of maintenance, Rodney Bleasner. I told him that the clock wasn't working. He said, well, it'll be right twice a day, so.
while we're still in session, I think for timing, we need to flip-flop switch those closed sessions. So okay. We'll go into the personnel matter first and the pending litigation on the second closed session.
Okay. Yes, sir. Robert?
Does anybody know when you're going to break ground on the new public health building?
11:30.
How'd you miss that?
I'll tell you, I missed. He dropped the batteries out of his camera. That's right. That's what happened.
Motion to open a closed session.
Moved second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey. Shane McKinney.
Yes. We're going into closed session. We'll be back.
Okay,
we just
motion to end the closed session.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Okay, we've addressed one issue. We have one more. Motion to open a closed session.
Motion. Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Going back into
you got it.
Session.
You got it.
Thanks. Okay. Second.
Motion to end the closed session.
What? Second.
Say that again.
Thank you.
Tom, say that again.
Motion to end the closed session.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Thank
you.
With an
thank you.